One man who knows how to win a Mildura Cup is Philip Stokes, who joins us. He's looking to go back-to-back with More Than Exceed. Good morning, Philip. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you, Michael.
More Than Exceed, we haven't seen him much. Only two times since he won the Mildura Cup last year. How is he?
Yeah, he's good. He had to have some time off. He had to have some minor surgery, but he's had that one run back now and a jump out in between, and we've targeted this race, and you know, hopefully he can go back-to-back.
Is he a horse that comes to hand quite quickly? He's got a good first-up record, but he hasn't placed second-up.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, I think he'll be fine. He's just got a bit of a sticky barrier there to contend with, but we've, like I said, we targeted this race. We've been happy with his work all the way through, so he gets lucky, he's luck and running. He should be thereabouts.
Is he going as well as he was last year?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, everything tells me that he's going as well, and he seems like a bit of a stronger horse this time around too, so a bit more weight, but I think he's going very well.
You've got a couple of others heading up to Mildura today, Sabaku, and also Keep On Bopping. Is More Than Exceed your best?
I think Keep On Bopping is my best.
Okay.
He's got a low barrier draw. I think he's just come back a little bit in distance. He just probably, I think, will be ideal, and he's going to get the right run, and he'll be very hard to beat.
That's race 8, number 4, Keep On Bopping, a $5 chance for the punters having a crack at Mildura today. Tomorrow, we get to see the big boy Samson back again in the Bletchingley Stakes. He ran really well in this race 12 months ago. He's had a fair bit of time off. How has he come back?
Yeah, really happy with him. I just gave him a big break. We went up to the Gold Coast and brought him back. He gave him one run and he just was plain. So we gave him a good break and we put a lot of time into just getting him to relax a bit and switch off a bit more. I just would really like to stretch his horse out to maybe a mile in time. So he'll run well. We haven't got him wound up for this though, so you know, if he's running top 4 or 5, I'd be really happy with that and going forward into the spring.
What kind of races over a mile are you thinking in the back of your mind?
Well, he's got to take the next step to go to the elite level. Get him well in a Toorak.
Mm. So well, he's got the ability. We've seen that before.
Yeah, definitely.
Heavy track or borderline soft? How do you think he'll go with that?
Oh, I probably wouldn't want it. I think it'd be okay. I wouldn't like it to be heavy, though.
You've got another interesting runner resuming a leady in race number 9. We haven't seen her for a little while. Was there an issue her last start at Caulfield back in April?
No, couldn't find anything wrong with her. So, I don't know. I think young Will Cross was just worried about her action and... Yeah, but we weren't able to find anything, so forget about that. She's trialled really well coming into this. We were going to run her at Sandown, but I just didn't want to run her on a heavy 10 first up on Wednesday. So definitely got ability. This is a bit harder, but you know, she's trying to get a good run and she's a good each-way chance.
So you think she's won for the punters to back each way in the last, the way she's going first up?
Yeah, she's fought enough for this and I think she'll run really well.
Got a few back home in South Australia. Who's your best over there?
I'm probably looking forward to a filly resuming the first called Ashinko. She trialled really well at Traralgon the other day, and she's got a sticky barrier, but if she's not winning tomorrow, she'll be winning very soon, and I think she'll be even better once she gets up and trip.
She's a daughter of Real Impact as well, and I see you've got Brazen Boy, and this must be a frustrating galloper to try and harness his enthusiasm.
Yeah, we probably made a mistake the other day. It was a $100,000 race. We run him over 1,200 metres. He just doesn't run it out. So back in trip. He's got something there. This will be his final run. This prep. He's had a pretty long prep, but at least he's run a race. We'll see where he sits next preparation.
All right. Philip, good luck over the weekend.
Thank you.
Philip Stokes, his best in Adelaide tomorrow is race 1, number 15, Our Shinko. Just looking up the odds, it's $10. So Philip's a very, very good judge. So his best today, Mildura, race 8, number 4, Keep On Bopping. Tomorrow, over in Adelaide, he likes race 1, number 15, Our Shinko, a $10 chance as well.